奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考一段圣经的道理那之后我们再来领受主的参加主的圣餐礼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will study a passage of the Bible together, and afterwards we will partake of the Lord's Holy Communion.
我们今天下午要来学习，还有许多未得之地。
This afternoon, we are going to learn together. There remains much land to be possessed.
我们如果看约书亚记第十三章
，If we turn to Joshua chapter 13.
约书亚记第十三章
，Joshua chapter 13,
第一节
，verse 1。
十三章第一节，约书亚年纪老迈主对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。”
Chapter 13, verse 1. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed."
我们跳过去看第六节。
Let's skip to verse 6.
山地的一切居民，从黎巴嫩直到米斯利佛马因就是所有的西顿人，我必在以色列人面前赶出他们去。你只管照我所吩咐的，将这地研究分给以色列人为业。
Verse 6. All the inhabitants of the mountains from Lebanon as far as the brook Misrepoth.And all the Sidonians, them I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you.
我们今天下午就来思想这个问题。神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈，但是还有许多未得之地。”
So this afternoon, let us think about this issue. The Lord said to Joshua, "You are old and advanced in years."
不知道弟兄姐妹在这次的灵恩布道会里面，有没有觉得我们似乎缺少了什么？
I don't know if any brothers and sisters feel that during the spiritual convocation we have lacked something.
至少我们这个时候本来应当要今天早上本来应该有洗礼。
And at the very least, in the morning, originally we had a baptism scheduled.
然后接下来我们就会有洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
And then we would have foot washing and also Holy Communion.
但是我们从上一次的灵恩布道会到这一次的灵恩布道会，我们已经连续两次都没有任何新受洗的同龄。
But ever since the last spiritual convocation to this spiritual convocation, we have two spiritual convocations in a row where we have no newly baptized members.
那所以渐渐的弟兄姐妹似乎习惯了我们灵恩会到最后就是领圣餐，然后我们就结束了。
And gradually, brothers and sisters would become used to this and feel that during spiritual convocation, we simply just receive Holy Communion at the end.
我们教会举办灵恩布道会，其实用意就是借着同龄聚集在一起来领受这个属灵的筵席，能够吸引这些朋友们一起来享受在主里的喜乐满足。
The purpose of our church having evangelical services and spiritual convocation is that through having a spiritual banquet, we can attract all our friends to come and enjoy the spiritual blessing.
那在这个时候，我们一起来分享神的福音、救恩，让他们也向往能够进入这个应许之地，来得到主所祝福的。
So that during this time, we can share the gospel and salvation so that they can also come to the promised land and enter into a promised land and be blessed.
但是我们今年这两次的联布道会，我们却发现我们事实上许多的布道会我们都没有慕道者。
And in the spiritual convocations we held this year, we noticed that many evangelical services had no truth seekers in attendance.
所以当我们灵恩布道的时候，我们缺少了一个看到新受洗的同龄他们加入属灵的家庭领受主救恩的喜乐。
So that during spiritual convocation, we lack this joy that we would have when we see newly baptized members join the spiritual family.
那我们如果回顾伊莎白教会，这是东区第一间教会。
And when we look back to the history of Elizabeth Church, this is the first church established in the East Region.
这是许多现在东区各教会的母会。
This is the mother church of many churches now established in the East region.
但是我们似乎看到这个母亲似乎老了。
But we see this mother as if has become old.
我们在其他地方的教会许多的灵恩布道会期间呢，都有许多的新受洗的同龄领受救恩进入这个神的家里。
In many other church locations, we see that during the spiritual convocation, there are many newly baptized members who receive salvation and enter into the promised land, into the house of God.
所以当小弟读到这一句话的时候，内心有很大的感慨。
So when I read this passage, shakes me greatly.
所以今天下午就用这段信息跟大家一起来思考我们当如何做。
So this afternoon, I would like to study this passage with everyone and think about what we ought to do.
耶稣亚他带领以色列百姓征战迦南地。
Joshua led the Israelites to fight and conquer the land of Canaan.
差不多用了七年的时间到第十二章统计了一共攻取了三十一座城。
He spent around 7 years up until chapter 12.He has conquered 31 cities.
那在这一路的征战当中，他们基本上都是得胜的。
And through this road of battle, generally they have been victorious.
那这也是一段所有的以色列百姓全体一起去征服这块应许之地的时期。
And this is also a time where the entire Israelite people went out and conquered this promised land together.
当在第十一章的第二十三节的地方说
，In chapter 11 verse 23 it says，
十一章二十三节
，Joshua chapter 11 verse 23，
最后一个结论说，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
And the very last sentence concluded saying， then the land rested from war。
但其实他们并没有完全拥有这个应许的迦南地。
But the truth is, they have not yet possessed the promised land of Canaan.
只是那个时候，所有的敌人他们都不敢再主动的跟以色列人要来打仗。
It's just that at that point in time, none of their enemies dare to initiate and proactively fight them.
所以所有的当地的迦南人，他们都知道以色列这一群人碰不得，一跟他们打仗，稳死的。
So all the local people of Canaan know that they cannot touch the Israelites. The moment they go and fight them, they will die.
因为照神所吩咐的，这个城如果打仗的时候，要把它进行灭尽。
Because according to what God has commanded, if they go and fight against a city, they need to utterly destroy it.
所以他们只要不主动来找以色列人征战，那以色列人他们就看他们会不会主动去攻击他们，所以他们便被动的。看着对方，看以色列人要怎么做。
So as long as they don't proactively go look for the Israelites to fight, they simply need to wait and see whether the Israelites will come fight them.
因为我们从第九章、第十章基变的事件，以及后来北方的联军夏所王他们所遭拒的，他们联合起来要攻击以色列人的时候，最后都失败了。
And from the story of the Gibeonites and also the alliance of the five kings, we see that those who try to fight the Israelites will always fail.
而且他们都是被耶稣亚跟以色列百姓进行灭尽。
And they were utterly destroyed by Joshua and the Israelites.
好了，那现在经过了这一些战役之后，现在国中太平了。
So after all these battles, now there was no more war.
所以也就是说，没有人主动的要来跟他们打仗了。
It means that nobody wanted to proactively come and fight them.
但是同时，以色列百姓他们也没有想要去征战了。
But at the same time, the Israelites no longer wanted to go fight.
因为他们觉得现在已经有平安了。
Because they feel that they have peace now.
有一些城邑他们是可以居住的。
Because now they have some cities they can dwell in.
所以现在国中太平不代表他们已经真的完成了神所托付的，要把应许的迦南地完全拥有。
So now that there is peace in the land, it doesn't mean that they have truly accomplished what the Lord commanded them to possess the promised land of Canaan.
他们只是选择跟还没有赶出去的这些迦南人和平相处而已。
They simply chose to live in peace with all the Canaanites who have not yet been moved out of the territory.
所以渐渐的，连耶稣亚他都觉得 这样就可以了。
And gradually, even Joshua felt that this is enough.
所以我们如果算整个时间
，So if we count the time,
如果我们以加勒他当时候的年纪来对比耶稣亚的年纪
，If we use the age of Caleb and compare that to the age of Joshua,
我们知道到最后耶稣亚活110岁。
We know that in the end, Joshua lived to be 110.
当加勒主动跟耶稣亚说：“你把这个犹大三地神应摩西所讲的希伯伦这块土地分配我做产业的时候，他85岁。
When Caleb had told Joshua, give this land of Hebron as my inheritance, he was 85 years old.
所以我们如果看这个整个过程。
And if we look at the entire process,
一直到耶稣亚离世的时候，还有二十几年。
Until the time Joshua departed from the world, there was still 20 some years left.
但是到了第十三章的时候
，But when we see chapter 13,
神跟耶稣亚说
，God told Joshua,
你年纪老迈了
，You are old, advanced in years,
还有许多未得之地
，And there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
我们现在想想看
，If we think about this,
耶稣亚从出埃及的时候。他就跟着摩西做助手，一路在旷野征战，直到现在。
Ever since Joshua left the land of Egypt, he was Moses' assistant, and helper, and fought in battles all the way until right now.
你看他的一生经过多少战役
？How many battles has he fought in his life?
如果从出埃及第一场战役跟亚玛利人征战的出埃及记的第十七章开始，到现在这个时候。
If we start counting from Exodus chapter 17, when they fought their first battle against the Amalekites,
他真的一生都是当战士。
We see that in his entire life he was a warrior.
但是当他老的时候
，But when he was old,
他发现其实真的时不我与，他没有办法克服时间这个障碍。
He realizes that he cannot overcome time.
所以今天从有历史以来，不管帝王将相，每一个人都要臣服在这个时间的这个。最大的敌人之前
，So throughout history, we see that no matter how great a king, nobody can overcome time, and they will succumb to time.
今天多少人，他们当年纪老迈的时候，他还没有办法完成他的理想，他是有何等大的遗憾
？There's so many people in the world today. By the time they are old in age, they still have so many regrets and so many things they want to do.
所以现在这个我们人会老，这是一个事实，这是没有办法克服的。
So the fact of human beings is that we will become old. This is something we cannot change.
这个时候，耶稣亚他还有很多未得之地，但是那时间已经到了，他老了，他没办法进行了。
For Joshua, there remains very much land yet to be possessed, but his time is up. He is old.
这不就是神后来兴起耶稣亚，要他继承摩西来带领以色列百姓征服迦南的主要目的吗
？Wasn't this the primary purpose of why? God chose Joshua as Moses' successor so that he can conquer the land of Canaan.
但是如果我们看从第二节到第六节所描述的这一块土地
，But if we look at verse 2 to 6 of chapter 13, this entire land described here.
其实他们当时所住的只是一个非常小的部分而已。
The land that they possessed and lived in was only a very small part of what they were supposed to
possess. 还有很大的一片土地，事实上都是以色列百姓还没有真正拥有，也就是说，他们还没有控制权。
There was still a very large piece of territory that they did not yet control and possess.
可是百姓他们也没有想要去征战了。
But the Israelites no longer wanted to go and fight.
因为那时候他们是众人一起，大家一起在征战。
Because during that time when they fought, the entire people fought together.
当耶稣亚老的时候
，and when Joshua was old,
他已经没有那个力量哦，没有那个。斗志在出去征战的时候的时候了。
He no longer had the strength that the tenacity to go out and fight.
我们看一个人如果年纪老的时候，通常都是他的心先老了。
When we look at a person when they grow old in age, usually their heart grows old first.
他不会想要学新的东西。
They no longer want to learn new things.
他不会想要去开拓新的事物。
They no longer want to go and start new projects.
通常都是觉得说我现在有的就好了。
Typically, they will feel that what they have is good enough.
所以当老的时候，我们人通常不会有什么理想。
So when we are old, typically we will not have any new dreams.
反正时间快要到了。
Because our time is almost up.
有理想也没办法了。
Even if we have dreams, it is useless.
所以通常我们就等待。
So typically we will wait.
等待神的时候到。
We will wait until the time of the Lord has come.
所以 年老的时候，通常都是我们的心先老，我们没有任何的想法。
So when we grow old in age, usually our heart grows old first, and we start having new thoughts.
那所以我们其实弟兄姊妹互相鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
今天伊丽莎白教会是老了吗
？Today has Elizabeth Church grown old?
我们作为一个东区教会的母会
，as the mother church of the East Region,
这四十年来东区设立的十间教会祈祷所。
In the past 40 years, we set up 10 churches and prayer houses.
一开始伊丽莎白教会是这个所有的圣工的像火车头一样在推动的。
Originally, Elizabeth Church was like the locomotive engine that was pushing all the work.
但是现在呢
？But what about now?
我们看着许多教会不断的在宣道上有成长，在神的工作上得到了一些灵魂拓展这个疆界，但是我们这个母亲呢？
We see a lot of other churches striving in evangelical work and expanding the territory of the kingdom of God. But what about the mother church?
所以今天我们一定要重新的靠圣灵的帮助，让我们再得力量。
So today we have to once again rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit to receive strength.
那我们要看圣经里面神他怎么指示耶稣亚做。
So if we look at the Bible, we'll see what God instructs Joshua.
因为年纪会老，就是人会老，这是一个事实，这个没办法克服。
Because for people to grow old, this is a fact of life. This is something we cannot change.
一代来了，一代会过去。
One generation will come, another will go.
但是问题就是，新的一代能不能够继续这个还没有完成的工作，把这个神的使命真正完成
？But the question is whether the new generation that comes can succeed the work of God and complete it.
现在神并没有指责耶稣亚什么事。
We see here God did not rebuke Joshua of anything.
他只是跟他说你年纪老了。
He simply said to Joshua, "You are old and advanced in years."
神也知道耶稣亚他的极限。
And God also knew Joshua's limits.
但是现在不能够再等待。
But now he can no longer wait.
现在他就要马上采取行动。
He must take action immediately.
他现在要把这一片还未得土地，把它分配给所有的以色列人当产业。
He must divide.The land that is yet possessed as the inheritance for all the Israelites.
用研究的方式，好像用抽签这样子，谁是得哪一块土地，就是用这个方式去分配出去的。
And they divide this land by lot, so they use the lot to decide who gets what as an inheritance.
其实神他告诉耶稣要用这个方式，并不是说随机的，随便什么人拥有什么都没关系。
And when God told Joshua to use this method, He's not telling Joshua that he should choose by chance, and it doesn't matter who gets what.
因为箴言第十六章这样说。
But Proverbs chapter 16 tells us.
我们看箴言第十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16,
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
箴言十六章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33.
铅放在怀里，定是有主神。
The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
虽然好像是抽签的
even though it seems like you are choosing a lot.
其实我们如果看后来真的事情的演变
we see later on when the actual history played out.
那个每一个支派他们抽签所得的土地，都是照着雅各跟摩西在之前所预言的。
We see that every piece of land allotted to the different tribes by lot was according to the prophecy that Moses and Jacob had given prior.
因为雅各跟摩西他们当时候对以色列百姓各支派的祝福是出于神的旨意。
Because when Jacob and Moses blessed the 12 tribes of Israel, they blessed them according to the will of God.
所以现在神要耶稣亚去研究把土地分配给各支派。其实是按照神的旨意在成就的。
So now, when God wants Joshua to divide the land by lot, He is doing this according to the will of God.
就好像在耶稣雅记第七章要去找出亚干犯罪，虽然是用抽签的方式，但这个就是神所安排，这是神所定的，一定会这样成就。
It was just like in Joshua chapter 7, when they were trying to find Achan. It seems as though they were casting lots to find Achan, but this was the will of God.
所以要找出罪的原因是神指示的。
So in order to find the cause of the sin, God instructed them and directed them where to find it.
分配土地，这也是神的旨意。
And when they divided the land, this was also the will of God.
所以 耶稣亚他现在得到神的这个指示之后
So after Joshua received God's instruction
他接下去就真的照、神所说的、开始要分配土地给各支派的
Afterwards, according to what God has instructed him, he started to divide the land to each tribe
那这个就是今天我们在、推动圣工的时候我们应当要有的做法
And this is the method that we should use when we try to、mobilize holy work
那我们先想想看今天我们到底有哪些是未得之地
We have to think about what are the land that is yet to be possessed.
我们现在看到这一篇这一件这一件记录的时候，当然这个在分配土地上是以色列人的事，根本没有关系。
Of course, when we read this record now, in terms of dividing up the land of Israel, it is something for the Israelites and had nothing to do with us.
这是一个历史的事实，但是我们今天读圣经不是只在得到一个知识。
This is a historical fact, but when we read the Bible, we're not simply trying to gain historical knowledge.
我们现在要看到这一段话，想到对我们自己来说，对我们的教会来说，我们到底有哪一些未得之地？
When we read this passage, we have to think of, what is the land that is yet to be possessed for us and for the church?
甚至我们自己的家庭有没有未得之地？
Even in our own families, do we have land yet to be possessed?
我们其实想一想，对我们每个人自己来说。
For each of us,
我们今天、每一天读一章圣经。
Today we read one chapter a day.
从讲台的信息不断的重复，要让我们了解说，我们要有灵修的生活，我们要每天祷告，我们要每天读圣经。
And the message of the pulpit keeps reminding us that we have to have a life of faith. We have to read the Bible and pray every day.
我们要仰赖圣灵，要被圣灵充满。
We have to rely on the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
其实就是要让我们了解。在这个整本圣经的真理当中，有许多我们还不明白的。
And this is to help us understand that in this entire Bible, there are still many truths that we do not yet understand.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们对在真理上的追求，我们一定要有目标。
So for brothers and sisters, when we pursue the truth, we have to have a goal.
圣经六十六卷书里面。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
有没有哪一卷书我们是没有读过，我们是非常陌生的
？Is there a book that we have not yet read or we are very unfamiliar with?
有些道理是不是我们不是很明白
？Are there some teachings that we do not know very well?
就好像希伯来书说
，Just like in Hebrews，
他说麦基洗德，基督耶稣是按麦基洗德等是做大祭司的。那这个道理，他说这是道理的开端而已。
And when the book of Hebrews say that Christ is the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, and that this is only the elementary principles,
但是今天我们很多人在读希伯来书的时候，觉得很难。
But when a lot of us read the book of Hebrews, we feel that it is very difficult to understand.
但是从作者的角度来看，这道理应该是很清楚、很简单，我们应该早就知道才对。
But from the author's perspective, he feels that these are all very simple teachings that we should have understood a long time ago.
所以圣经这一卷书、这一本书我们生命的书有许多的部分的内容其实我们还不熟悉我们还很陌生这就是我们在真理上的未得之地。
So this Bible, this book of life, there are still many things in the Bible we do not understand, and these things are the land that is yet to be possessed.
所以我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们在跟着这个读经进入来读圣经的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we follow the Bible reading schedule,
我们一定个人本身，还有我们想要深入去查考的重点。
We also have to have personal goals, teachings that we want to understand more deeply.
我们就有一位弟兄，他花了很长的时间，他就是要把主耶稣所行过的神迹啊，把它搞清楚。
There was a brother who wanted to spend, who spent a lot of time because he wanted to organize and understand all the miracles performed by Lord Jesus.
他说自己花时间去整理。
So he spent his own time to try to organize all the miracles.
去思想这个神迹的意思。
And he tried to think about what is the meaning behind each miracle.
那现在对我们的教会、我们的信仰有没有什么帮助？有要怎么应用
？And how does this help, our personal faith, the faith of the church, and how do we apply this?
他甚至都想要把他所研究的心得把它写成一本书。
And he also wanted to, compile everything he researched into a book.
这本书他并不是要出版给众人看。
And he wanted to compile into a book, not so that he can publish it for others to see.
他要把它留起来，留给他的后代子孙看。
But he wanted to compile it so that he can leave it for his descendants for them to read.
让他的儿女，让他以后的子孙哦，都了解说他这个做爷爷的，他是怎么在。 在圣经上下功夫
，so that his children, his grandchildren, will understand how their grandfather really spend the time and effort to try to study the Bible.
那同时，他还是照着教会的读经进度，每天在读圣经的。
But at the same time, he still followed the church Bible reading schedule and still read according to the schedule.
因为他知道，在这个真理当中有哪一些他想要去拥有，所以他下功夫。他想要去征服
because he understood that inside the truth, what areas did he want to conquer? What areas did he want to possess?
让我们对真理上有一个这样的一个目标
So let us also have similar goals in the truth.
今天我们对真教会这基本信仰我们明白吗
Today, do we understand the basic beliefs of the true church?
我们对今天传福音的方法这些应该要具备的我们能够掌握吗
Do we have a good handle of all the things that we need to equip ourselves to evangelize?
或者是今天在圣工的某一个领域，诗颂、翻译或各方面，我们真的有下功夫去查考过吗？
Or in any aspect of holy work, whether hymn leading, piano playing, interpreting, have we really put in the time and effort to try to learn?
那我们在做这一方面的侍奉同时，我们有是否想过要去？开拓另外一个侍奉的管道，让我们更广泛的去投入教会的圣工吗
？And as we are working on these areas of servitude, have we also thought about creating new channels where we can more effectively serve in the church?
这个都是我们在真理上未得之地，我们可以我们需要去得到的。
These are all lands yet to be possessed concerning the truth that we should go and conquer.
那我们现在读圣经之外，其实我们需要去实行道理。
And after we read the Bible, we have to go practice the truth.
今天有许多圣经的真理，我们如果没有真的去做，我们就没有办法体验。
Today there are many truths in the Bible that if we do not practice, we will not experience it.
圣经这么完整的教导是跟我们的生命有关系的。
The Bible contains this complete set of teachings concerning our everyday lives.
这许多都是我们今天在生活上要去实际做的。
These are all practical things for us to do in our lives.
比如说，我们今天在神面前要敬畏神。
For example, we need to be reverent and fear God.
我们今天如果真的是要得到真的去实行敬畏神这个教导。
Today, if we can truly and practice this teaching of fearing God,
我们来到神的面前来敬拜神，我们会注意穿我们的穿着。
When we come before God to worship God, we will pay attention to our apparel,
our clothing. 我们来见我们的主耶稣基督。
Because we are coming here to face our Lord Jesus.
他是我的王。
He is our King.
他是我的主。
He is our Lord.
我今天要来见他的时候
，Today before I come and see him,
我准备了我的心。
Have I prepared my heart?
我来跟他祷告的时候
，When I come to pray to him,
我是不是诚心实意的在他面前求他帮助
？Do I come earnestly and with sincerity to ask for his help?
我们来到神的教会
，When we come to the church of God,
我们是来打瞌睡的
？Do we come to take a nap?
还是真的想要从这个讲台里面得到信息，让我们带回家可以做？
Or do we truly want to receive teachings from the pulpit so that we can go home and practice them?
当我们有准备的时候
，When we are prepared,
我们真的知道我们在做什么。
Then we know what we are doing.
这个叫做敬畏神。
This is what it means to fear God.
所以我们不管在哪个层面
，So no matter what aspect,
我们讲话，我们跟人家相处，我们都会非常谨慎。
Whether in our speech, when we talk to other people, we'll be very careful.
所以像传道书说的，我们到神的面前来，我们会谨慎脚步。
Just like it records in Ecclesiastes, when we come before God, we will walk prudently.
那这个就是在道理上的实行，我们真的想要让我们得到神的应许。
And this is how we try to practice our faith and these teachings to experience the promises of God.
这都是我们个人，我们每个人都可以做的。
And these are things that every one of us can do.
今天如果从整个家庭来看。
Today, if we look at the family as a unit,
我们今天有些家庭没有完全信主。
In some families, not all family members believe in the Lord.
那其实这个就是我们家庭里面还未得之地。
And then these people in the family who are not believers are the land yet to be possessed.
如果我们是自己的家庭已经信主的
，If our entire family has already believed in the Lord,
那我们的亲戚呢
？Then what about our relatives?
我们这些我们周围的这些跟我们有关系的这些家族的人呢
？What about all the relatives who are connected to us?
他们是不是愿意来到教会来听我们的道理
Are they willing to come to the church to listen to our message?
这些都是我们应当要去得到的。
These are all land that we ought to possess.
其实，今天我们教会许多的家庭，如果都能够全家信主。
Today in our church, if all our households can believe in the Lord,
而且全家都能够保守在教会里面
，and our entire families can be preserved in the Lord,
我们的教会一定会人数增加的。
Then our church will increase the membership.
就算都没有其他人来信主
，even if we don't have new people come and believe,
我们自己的子女如果都保守在主里面，能够生养后代，教会就会成长。
If all our children can remain in the church, then the church will grow naturally.
但是很可惜的。
But very unfortunately, today many of our families don't have the entire family who believe in the Lord.
或者是我们的家人，他们不来教会了，他们信心失落了。
Or perhaps we have family members who no longer come to the church and have lost their faith.
在我们的教会里面，许多的家庭，他们虽然在名册上面有名字，但是他们已经不会出现在我们当中一起来聚会。
In our church, even though many families have the entire family listed in the church directory, in reality, they don't show up at the church.
这其实都是我们应当要去得到的。
And these are all land that we ought to possess.
真正的要把这个土地得到，其实要去真的是拥有，就是说要能够让这个土地归属于神，而且按照神的这个旨意、神的律法。神的这个吩咐来生活。
And to truly possess this land means that this land will now belong to God and that this land can live according to the laws and commands of God.
我们如果读第十四章
If we look at Joshua chapter 14,
耶稣雅记的十请读第十五章，对不起，十五章。
We'll turn to Joshua chapter 15.
十五章，这是犹大他们要去取得的地方。
This is the land that the tribe of Judah needed to possess.
那如果看第十三节
If we look at verse 13,
耶稣亚照神吩咐的，将犹大人中的一块地，就是基列亚巴分给加勒。基列亚巴，亚巴就是亚纳族的始祖，基列亚巴就是希伯伦。15:13
Verse 13, Now to Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak.
好，我们再看第15节说，又从那里上去攻击底壁的居民，底壁从前名叫做基列西弗。
And we continue reading verse 15, Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir, Formerly, the name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer.
你看这个希伯伦、这个底壁这两个城啊。
If we look at Hebron and Debir, these two cities,
其实在第十章的时候
，in chapter 10,
耶稣亚跟以色列众百姓，他们曾经已经都把它打下来攻占了。
Joshua and the Israelites have already attacked and conquered these cities previously.
就是在这个五王的联军里面，在第十章，希伯伦跟底壁。他们基本上都曾经被打败过的。
In chapter 10, when the alliance of five kings were attacking the Israelites, Joshua and the Israelites have already defeated Hebron and Debir.
可是他们把它打下来之后，他们没有去住在那里啊。
But even though they conquered these cities, they didn't go and live there.
因为他们那时候一起行动，他们就回到他们的基甲，打完了把这些人都杀了之后，他们就回到基甲去。
Because at that time they traveled together, so after they fought the battle and won, they just all traveled back to their camp.
那个城那个土地没有人在住啊。
So then nobody lived in the place where they conquered.
那当然其他人就再进来住了。
And since nobody lived there, other people came and lived in the land.
所以曾经得到了这个城，但是现在又失落了。
So even though they had conquered the city in the past, but they have lost it again.
其实就好像我们今天，我们曾经把这个人带来信主。And、但是当我们没有拥有真的拥有他，让他在道理上有神的话的时候，其实很容易又失落了。
And it's just like today, if we bring someone to believe in the Lord, but if they have, they do not truly root themselves in the Word of God, then it's very easy to lose them.
所以要再一次的把他们得回来。
So after once again, possess the land.
所以其实我们在灵步大会的期间，我们有两个目的。
So during the evangelical service and spiritual convocation, we have two goals.
第一个目的，当然我们就是需要去传福音。
The first goal is to go and evangelize.
让凡属主的人，他们听到这个信息，愿意改变， 来接受耶稣宝血的赦罪，成为神的子民。
So that everyone who belongs to the Lord, when they hear the gospel message, they will be willing to repent and receive the baptism for the remission of sins.
所以神的国度可以增添国民，扩张境界。
So that the kingdom of God can increase in more citizens and expand its territory.
但是第二方面，我们期待借着灵恩布道会，让所有弟兄姐妹能够再一次的发起热心，让那些已经从教会消失的同龄，他们借这个机会能够再回到神的家来。
And the other goal for the spiritual convocation is that through the spiritual convocation services, all the brothers and sisters can become zealous again, and we can bring back all the members who have left the church and to come back and become zealous again.
那当我们都被道理充满，我们都知道神的心意的同时，我们更能够去用爱心去接纳这些迷失归回的童年们。
And when we have been filled by the word of God, we are even more able to receive all the members who have become lost, who come back.
所以我们除了去对外宣道，其实我们对内要去牧养我们的信徒，让他们都能够重新在这个主耶稣基督的这个福音上得到信心。
So we not only evangelize outward, but inwardly, we also pastor all our members so that we can all be established in the faith.
所以今天我们整个教会我们许多未得之地。
So today in the entire church, we have a lot of land yet to be possessed.
今天我们福音的工作其实还有很多缺失。
Today, we still are lacking in the work of the gospel.
我们自己的亲人没有信主的，我们并没有真的下功夫去为他们祷告，去积极的去安排机会让他们接触福音。
Our own family members who are not yet believers, we did not really spend the time and the effort. To find the opportunity to bring them to the Lord.
我们所处的这个社区，我们这个地区，我们并没有积极的去做宣道的工作的。
And in this location that we are at, we did not actively go and try to preach to the neighborhood.
因为今天神把教会放在这个地点。
Because today God has placed a church in this location.
一定有他的意思。
He has his reasons.
这当中一定有许多属神的百姓。
And there must be many people who belong to the Lord.
就好像我们去发传单。
Just like when we go out to pass out flyers.
当我们如果愿意去跟人家分享的时候。
When we are willing to share with others.
那神就会感动那些，那些人他愿意接受，他愿意来。
God will move these people so that they're willing to accept the flyer and come.
可是当我们没有出去传的时候。
But if we do not go out to pass out flyers.
他们不会进来。
Then they will not come.
因为我们在这个地方。有我们地理上的限制。
Because we have our geographical limitations here.
所以除非我们主动去传，然后去谈，或者别人不知道。
So unless we proactively go and preach and to talk about the gospel, others will not know.
所以今天我们这个福音有许多的地区我们需要去开拓。
So today, concerning the gospel, there are still many areas that we need to go and expand.
我们也需要向不同的年龄层的人宣道传福音的。
We also need to go and evangelize and preach to people of all age groups.
我们的教会要怎么有未来呢？
How will the church have a future?
我们需要有青年。
We need to have youths.
如果没有青年，就没有未来。
If there are no youths in the church, there is no future.
因为老了，有一天会过去。
Because the older generation will pass away one day.
那我们的青年怎么来？
But where will we get youth?
我们如果自己的青年都流失不来教会了
，If we are already losing our own youths and they're not coming to church,
我们要如何去有青年愿意来到这个地方一起来学习神的话呢
？How can we attract other youth to come here to learn the word of God?
所以通常青年他们要有青年才会愿意大家聚在一起，因为同性质的他们比较容易沟通，也比较有吸引力。
And typically, if we want to attract more youths to come and believe, we need to already have youths in the church so that they have more things to talk about.
所以我们教会需要更积极的向青年宣道。
So our church needs to more proactively preach to the youths.
如果我们今天看到教会的需要
，Today when we see the needs of a church,
我们就要相对的去关心我们教会的青年。
We need to also go and care for the youths of the church.
帮助他们能够在这个福音的工作上。更积极的向他们的同学、他们的朋友传福音。
To help them so that they can more actively preach to their friends in this work of the gospel.
过去几个星期，这个 Rogers 的校园团契，他们参加学校所举办的这个社团的活动。
In the past several weeks, the Rutgers Campus Fellowship participated in a campus-wide activity.
他们试着要去让更多的他们的同学能够知道我们的团契，我们的查经。
And they want to invite their fellow students to understand our services, our Bible studies.
他们就几个青年自己去做而已啊。
And it's just a couple youths who went to do this on their own.
因为很有限的资源，很有限的人力。
Because they have limited resources and manpower.
但是感谢主，其实有许多人他们愿意来跟我们接触。留下他们的联络地址。
But thank God there were some people who were willing to want to understand more and left their contact information.
但是相信我们许多的我们弟兄姐妹可能不知道他们有这个活动。
But I believe probably many brothers and sisters are not aware that they had this activity.
但是我们小弟去看了他们其他的教会，他们其实有很多很多团体，他们非常积极的向校园的学生在传福音的。
I went to some other churches and found that in other church locations, their youth fellowship is very active in trying to preach to other students on campus.
他们许多的信徒、工人，全力在支援他们这个校园的工作。
And there are other brothers and sisters and workers who support the campus ministry.
但是反观我们却是他们的我们自己学生的力量真的是非常单薄。
But what the students are able to do themselves is actually very limited.
但是感谢主，虽然人少，但是主恩典与我们同在，大家也做得很喜乐。
And even though there were very few people, but thank God the grace of God is still abides with us, and they still had a good time.
所以我们要向不同的种族传福音，不同的年龄层的人宣道。
So we have to evangelize and preach to people of all races and of all age groups.
那我们如果今天开始有这个像神所说的，你还有许多未得之地这样一个体认以后，我们下一次灵布道会可能就不一样了。
And today, if we also have this understanding of what God said here, that there remains very much land yet to be possessed, then the next spiritual convocation will feel very different.
因为这是拯救灵魂的工作。
Because this is the work of saving souls.
我们要让人了解，做一个选择，这个选择是跟他的生命有关系。
We have to allow people to understand that they need to make a choice, and this decision will affect their entire life.
所以最后你看，约书亚他把工作分配出去了。
So we see that in the end, Joshua divided up all the work.
因为本来以色列百姓都一直期待约书亚，哇，他是一个领导者。凡事都要等他命令，然后大家一起来做。
Because we see previously the Israelites all looked up to Joshua as the leader and expected him to lead them in doing everything.
神跟他说，你现在就把它分配给各支派，各自去负责。
But God told Joshua, just divide up the land, divide up all the tasks to all the tribes so that they can be responsible.
让每一个支派有责任。
So that every tribe has their own responsibility.
他们知道有一个地区，他们一定要用心去依靠神的帮助去得到的拥有的。
So that they know that there is a territory that they have to rely on God to try to possess.
我们今天教会的许多圣工其实就是要这样做。
Today there are many holy work in the church that we have to do in this way.
我们今天如果能够真的把我们的教会的信徒组织起来，把它分配各种不同的工作任务。
Today if we can organize all the brothers and sisters and divide them up in the various tasks of the work of the church.
不管是厨房，不管是教会的硬体，不管是教会的牧养宣道，我们如果都有组织的时候，我们就像这里所说的，每一个支派每一个人都有他的责任要去靠神得到。
If we can organize all the members, whether it is a cooking team, the pastoral team, evangelical team, then we will be able to be like the Israelites here, where each tribe is responsible for possessing their own territory.
所以愿主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们都能够靠着神的帮助让我们在这个拯救灵魂牧养主羊的这个使命上更积极能够让主的心满足。
That we can rely on the Lord and be more mindful and active in the work of saving souls.
所以我们下一次灵布道会，我们可以看到有新受洗的同龄进入这个家。让我们弟兄姐妹能够欢喜也能够内心看到神与我们同在的证据。
So that in the next spiritual convocation, we can see newly baptized members and receive joy and see evidence of God abiding with us.
我们弟兄姐妹让他彼此勉励。
And we should continue to encourage one another.
所以就结束这个聚会。
And this concludes our service. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.